Hey, everybody, it's your favorite girl again, MJ. I am back again with actually my New Orleans, NOLA, however you want to say it, escapades. And I actually have a guest on today, my bestie, the bestie that I met in college that we've talked about, the same bestie that had me rooming with the cousin who I had my Christmas miracle, that same bestie. And so I am very excited because she is actually here to talk about, and this was such an unbelievable story at the time, her escapade in actually from college from New Orleans to Paris. So again, I know everybody's like, okay, you all were broke college students. How in the world could you all afford to go to Paris? I know. We lived a great life. That's one of the things that inspired the actual podcast. But before we even get to that point, I have a major, major announcement. Drum roll, please. I'm getting an iPhone. I know. It is a big deal. It is such a big deal. Because when I thought about how long I've been an Android user since I've lived in Texas over 20-some years, this is a big deal. So, bestie, what happened was we went on ahead and did the switch. I should have it in the mail in 4 days. So it's coming. It's on the way.
I'm doing backflips over here. The pom-poms are in the air.
I know. I was just like, okay, let me rip the Band-Aid off. And we were making the switch. I said, okay, just give it to me. And then I tried to cheap out. And I said, okay, I don't want to spend that much money on the new one. I want the 14. And so the husband went off and talked to the guy on the phone. And then he came back and, I was working. So he didn't give me a good explanation. But for whatever reason, I don't believe it. The one that I wanted, the 14, wasn't available. How is an iPhone 14 not available? I just wanted a regular iPhone 14 with the 3 cameras, but for whatever reason, they said I had to go to the 15. So fine, because they caught me at a moment of weakness, and I said, you know what? Just give it to me. I don't everybody get out of here. Just let me be. So in honor of me switching over from an Android user to the actual iPhone, I told the hubby on my way in, I'm in mourning right now, and so I'm wearing all black. That's why I got on all black. Even though I have on my Purple Rain t-shirt, so I'm crying purple tears. So I'm just saying. Oh,
my gosh.
I'm just saying, I'm dramatic, but yes, I am finally getting an iPhone. I called the son and said, your first paycheck from your summer internship, you better get the watch. Oh, because also, for you all listening, part of the issue, I'm the one that's the meme in the household and with all the friends, the one who is, tearing up the family and tearing up the friend group as being an Android user. And so my son was like, can you please get an iPhone? Well, the issue is he bought me a Samsung watch to go with my Samsung at Christmas time, and I'm in love with my Samsung watch. And I was like, well, I can't switch over because I just started learning how to work the phone and I'm in love and, it's not compatible, blah, blah, blah. And the son was like, I promise you, when I come home from school, my first paycheck, I will buy you an iPhone watch if you actually switch. So I sent him a text message and I was like, you better get yourself together because I have made the switch. So, of course, I got all the iPhone emojis and all that good stuff and happy and, bubbles, green bubbles or whatever color bubbles y'all have or whatever. So he's so excited. And I'm like, I'm excited too. But unfortunately, as you and I know, bestie, we know who we're dealing with. And I may not get this watch until Christmas. So that stay tuned because that's going to be probably a whole other podcast. Okay.
Yeah, you may not because of how much they cost.
Yes. He knows it. He knows it. I can get a trade-in. So I told him, I said, when we get ready to get it, I said, they'll let me do a trade-in and all that good stuff. But we'll see. You know who we're dealing with, El Cheapo. So I'm just saying. So everybody
have to get it yourself and put him on a payment plan to you, back to you.
That'll never work. We tried that before for him to go to summer camp.
He might have to go old school layaway. Do they have layaway places anymore?
I have no idea, but no. And don't you suggest it to him because he'll take you up on that offer and he'll come to me and present it and be like, hey, this is what we're going to do. So no, We're not doing that.
I'm going to give you $20 a month for the next 36 months.
Right, because that's how long I got to pay you out the phone, okay? Because I was like, 36 months? Oh, my gosh. But anyway, so yes, everybody, yay. I might be the last person in the state of Texas or in America. I know not in America, but in the state of Texas that has finally decided to convert over. And I can share this experience with the bestie because she was also the last person hanging on in her household. And when did you switch over? How many months ago?
I made the switch. Was it the summer? Oh, no. It might have been a year now. Because I have the 14.
Okay. It's been a whole year?
It might have been close to a year now. Something like that.
Okay. 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 So, yeah, she switched over. She's like, it's not that big of a deal. The learning curve is not that hard. You'll be fine. And
you
we
will be.
Yes, what you say. Well, actually, and the other thing is, we went out for dinner this weekend, and they sent pictures over. And my pictures were not clear. Because they were all taken on the iPhone and it didn't transfer over very good to the Android. And I'm a big picture person. So that's another thing that just kind of tipped me over to decide to just go ahead and do it. So there's that. So I have
awesome.
14 days.
I'm so happy.
I know everybody is happy. I've got 14 days to give it back if I don't like it. If not, then, you know, I'm stuck with it. So I better get to downloading my stuff and playing with it when I get it.
Start backing everything up to Google right now.
I will. I promise. I will. Okay. So, got that part out of the way. So, I'm wearing black for the next few days until the new phone comes. I'm going to wear black to work, and I'm going to make the big announcement at work. I'm sure everybody's going to be so excited because I am still one of the last people to convert at work as well. So, there's that. But without further ado, let's talk about you going to Paris, all that fancy stuff. So just to give everybody a little backstory, I went to Paris when I was in high school. It was not a singing trip. Okay, so I was in a Spanish club, but I couldn't speak a lick of Spanish. And the Spanish club was going to Mexico, and they were taking a trip, and I didn't want to go. And the French club was going to Paris, and so I decided I wanted to go to Paris instead. So there's that. A non-speaking Spanish, I only speak English in Paris. And the only thing that I learned as far as French was un beurre and croissant. That's about the best I could do for my French. So anywho, all that to be said, bestie, we're in school. We're, you know, doing our thing. And tell us how this actual wonderful opportunity came about for you to go to Paris.
Right. And you remember, I was already back in Dallas.
No, I forgot that part. Were you? You had already left school?
I was already back. I'd left New Orleans.
Okay, well, we'll talk about
Dallas.
That later. Okay, so you were back
Dallas,
here. Okay.
And a relative presented me with the opportunity to go to Paris. So how old was I at the time? 21, maybe?
I don't know.
20, 21?
Okay.
Something like that. So, and how it came about for her is some people in North Carolina who she was going to get her hair done had a brother that lived there. And he, I guess, was interested in her and he said, hey, how would you like to go come visit me in Paris? And she was like, okay. He's like, yeah, you know, come stay with me in Paris. I have you get over here. Just come.
Okay. So he was all expense paid. You just get there. And then basically you don't have to worry about anything. I've got lodging and everything. And we're just going to have a great time.
Yes. And okay. I think he bought her ticket as well. I don't believe she. Yes. He got her ticket. So he was just like, tell me when you want to come.
Okay, now how did you get sponsored to go? She paid for you?
She paid for me because she didn't want to go by herself.
Okay, okay.
And so she called me and like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm doing Paris if you're paying.
That sounds about right. That's you all day.
So we flew out there, you know. So when we get to the airport in Paris, he picks us up. To his surprise, she has a plus one. me. Oh. He didn't know I was coming.
So he just thought it was a solo trip. He didn't know it was a bonus. Yeah. Okay.
He didn't know she had a buddy.
Okay. Okay.
So, and so she was talking this up. She was like, yeah, this, you know, as we're flying over there and flights to Paris back then, like we had the whole 7-row in the middle to ourselves. They pump you up full of wine, like it's water to drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Children, don't do any of these things that we did.
Please don't.
Okay.
Please do not.
This was a National Lampoon's Paris trip.
Yes, it was. It definitely was that.
Let me just say that, put that disclaimer out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there and she's like, you know, he manages this hotel, this really nice 5-star hotel in Paris, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, great. So we get there and we're driving. I'm like, and the semi, this looks kind of like crappy, this area. These look like American projects.
Oh,
not like where the nice stuff is.
Not like TV.
No. So I'm like, I've never seen this on any movie I've watched.
Okay.
About Paris.
Okay.
So we're going to his apartment and I guess, like I said, it looks like the Parisian projects.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So wait, so let's stop. So he took you straight to his apartment instead of to the hotel.
Yes.
So I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. I'm going to let you keep telling the story. Go ahead.
We're going straight to the apartment because she was telling me about the hotel on the flight going over there and everything. Like I said, he was surprised when I was there. I don't think the plan was for him to take her to the hotel.
Okay, gotcha.
I think the plan was for her to stay with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
okay.
We get to his apartment and I'm looking around and it's one room.
So it's a studio. Like in our version of studio. Yes. Okay. Well, you know, everything over there
efficiency.
Is small. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't see the bed. I'm like, where's the bed? Where's it? Like a couch? It's just like, where's stuff?
Right. He had no stuff.
So there was a little, I guess, sofa in there. There was a little sofa. It's a Murphy bed. For those of you who don't know what a Murphy bed is, that's they come out of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
They push back in. And I think there was a toilet, a water closet in his apartment, but I don't recall seeing a shower or tub. I think that might have been a communal thing in the
hallway
building.
Oh, in the building. Okay. I've seen that on TV.
So the cousin had some words with him and the decision was made that we would go to the hotel where he worked.
Okay. Gotcha.
This day.
Okay. Okay. Because I know you got there and I know who we're dealing with. And I know that did not suit the level that we're accustomed to. So even though we're broke college students, it sounds like a Motel 6 sounded better than that.
So, okay. Back in the car, headed to the hotel. That was a crazy ride, how they drive in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like driving on the sidewalk, crashing into people, just getting out, arguing, cursing each other out, getting back in your own vehicles and keep going.
Yes.
It was an experience.
I experienced it too.
We pull up to the hotel. No, in my opinion, it was not a 5-star hotel.
Okay.
It might have been about a 3 on a good day.
Ooh, okay, on a good day. Okay. Was it like a boutique hotel? It wasn't a chain, right?
I think it was like a I think it was like a boutique hotel.
Okay, because I stayed, it was like a boutique hotel too.
Yeah, yeah. So we get there. I believe he checked us in and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember all that, but I just remember them saying, here's your key, room is upstairs.
Okay.
And they said the elevators are small, so just know that.
Okay, and just let everybody know, since we both have been there before, when we say small elevator, it's a one-person elevator. only one person can get in, and you are lucky if you can get a mid-sized suitcase on the elevator. So that's just how small it is. So was that your same experience? Because that was my experience.
That was my experience. So we were putting the luggage on. I would be up on the floor. I had to run the stairs up to the wherever floor we were on. I can't remember if we were on third floor or something. But wait for the elevator to get there and open up and grab the luggage off. Because it couldn't be the luggage
And you. Right. Which, okay, that's still a problem. But, okay, moving on. Yeah. But it's a free trip to Paris, so who cares?
It's still a free trip to Paris. So the room is all bed, pretty much. It's just like, maybe it was a queen size bed, possibly a king. I don't remember. I just remember it being lower than what we're accustomed to in America. Not really any extra furnishing in the room. It's just, like I said, pretty much all bed and a bathroom.
Okay. And I mean, who cares? Because I'm in Paris, so I'm here to see like the city and all that. So I could care less. I just need a place to put my head when I'm sleepy.
So we're there. He leaves. We're jet lagged and we crash. We crash hard because when we got there, it was daylight.
Okay.
So we crashed and probably finally get up to get moving around maybe 9 or 10 p.m. So it's pretty late.
Okay.
When we're out roaming about in Paris.
Okay. Just hanging out, just seeing what you see. You don't have just a tour guide. You know, you're just hanging out and doing your thing. I got it.
Yes. Because I don't know what happened to him. I don't know why he wasn't with us, taking us around or doing anything. To be honest with you, I saw very little of him.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's even better in my personal opinion, but okay.
Well, but yeah, the entire time we were there.
Which, do you remember how many days were you there?
How many days were we there? Maybe 3-4 days?
Maybe 3 or 4. I feel like 3 or 4. You weren't there a whole week. I think you guys were supposed to be there a little bit longer, but
we were.
As you finish the story, you'll tell everybody why you had to leave so quickly.
Okay, so we're roaming around. You know, we're roaming around the Champs-Élysées, and we go see the Eiffel Tower. You have me thinking now. I'm trying to think.
You're thinking about the Louvre. Did you go see the Mona Lisa?
No. Did I see any of Paris in the daytime? Because we could not get the jet lag straight.
Oh,
roaming the streets
at night. Trust me. I understand it took a... But I was there for 2 weeks, so I finally pulled it together. The last week, I finally pulled myself together. So I get it. So, okay, so you guys...
No, we did not go to the Louvre.
Okay.
No.
So you got to hang out, do all of that. Tell me about once... So when did the whole, all the real drama of the excitement of the trip take place when you all realized he was an imposter and he wasn't who he was supposed to be?
Oh, so this would have been maybe we were there for 4 days.
Okay.
Possibly. So we got there, and then that night we roamed around. The next day, mid-morning or early afternoon, we get a bill slipped under our door.
Like,
and we're looking at it.
A bill, like your charge for your room.
Room, yes.
Okay.
And like, okay. And so I told my cousin, okay, I guess you need to go handle that with, you know, your boy who got you out here, you know.
Okay.
Maybe he needs to speak with them. So she goes down to the front desk, and there was a lady that worked the front desk. And she said, so my cousin was saying, oh, no, we're here. He's the manager. You know, your manager is taking care of this. And she hit the manager, who is, and she, and so she named the guy, and she said, he is not the manager. He is the bellhop.
First of all, for people, if they, you just have to know the person that we're referring to as far as her cousin, the bestie's cousin, because I can only imagine her facial expression when she realized that he wasn't who he said. I'm sure it was all kinds of cursing out going on. I can only imagine. So he's really the bellhop, for real, for real.
Yes. And we're like, and she's like, excuse me, are you sure you have the right person? And he's like, yes. Then the lady that worked there is like, yeah. And he just got pretty much promoted that position. So, I don't think so. How are you going to pay this bill?
Okay.
And my cousin was just like, we'll handle this when we're leaving. We're still staying here. So just whatever.
Okay.
So we basically just were like on that.
Okay. Like, okay. He's going to deal with it.
Yeah. And we are there on a minimum amount of funds on our own.
Oh, I know. Because that's how I got pulled into the picture.
Our funds were probably a minus. Had a negative in front of it.
On a hope, hope and a prayer. Okay.
So we just said, just we'll deal with that upon checkout. Don't worry. Don't bother us with this right now.
We're enjoying Paris. We're just going to do it. Just going to do it. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it.
And so, folks, this was before the days of everyone having cell phones as well. So we happened upon what we thought was a closet, but it happened to be like an office that we found a phone in.
Mm-hmm.
So we were calling back to the States.
Mm-hmm. And who did you call?
We called a few people. I think one of those calls was to you.
Mm-hmm, really?
With an SOS call.
Yes, I think so. That's how everybody, I got called in and heard the whole crazy story that like, they were there.
Was sold to be.
Smoking mirrors and the whole shebangy bang. And of course, because I told the bestie, don't go. I told you. I said, this doesn't sound right.
Who's going to turn down a free trip to Paris?
Because things like this could happen. Hello? Exactly. Continue with your story.
So we were calling any and everybody we could think of to say, please send some money. Please send some money.
Mm-hmm.
So family and friends scraped and sent whatever they could to us.
Yes.
And put it in our account so we could go to an ATM machine.
Did we send an account? No, back then it was Western Union.
It was Western Union. Yeah, so I remember us at an ATM.
Yeah, no,
I remember us at an ATM machine because there was an incident at the ATM machine. So I know we were at an ATM machine.
Okay, well, I think we had to go wire because I remember that me and the other cousin, had to go to the casino and basically get double down gambling on to try to make sure that we got you guys enough money to get you back home. So, yeah, I remember we had to pull it all night in the casino and we were in there hustling for you two. But anyway, continue on.
Okay, so while we're waiting for funds to be sent, because it wasn't immediate.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we were out during the daylight sometimes. I just thought about this because we were like, all right, we're up and stuff. Let's walk around. So this would have been the time when like Louboutin hadn't even hit America as like this big name that everyone knew. You know, everybody knew their red, you know, now red bottoms is the old thing. It's not, but back then it hadn't hit America as hard as it has. So we were like going to Christian Louboutin, Skino, all those stores.
Mm-hmm.
So one store in particular, I think it was the Moschino store. The store owner or proprietor, whatever he was, took a fancy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And was a little physical, but he was trying to explain to me, this is how they do it in Paris. As he was coming toward me with the open mouth and the tongue hanging out. And I'm like,
well, I don't get down like that.
Do it in America.
Yeah.
And the cousin is like, let him do whatever. And she was helping herself in the store.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't think so.
So you were the pawn and the decoy.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, yeah. Hey, don't forget, everybody, we were in college. Moving on.
Yes. So that was that. Let's see, what else can I tell you about Paris? Oh, I was at a state in my life where I was, let's say, enjoying cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, they're heavy smokers and drinkers over there, so you should have been able to fit in, you know.
They are. And so, like I said, so at the time of day we were out and about, those were the type of folks we ran into. So we would run into like college kids or party kids. I won't say kids, party goers,
mm-hmm.
club goers and mm-hmm. stuff. My cousin was not into that, but she just went along with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know you and your coping skills, so you needed to really.
It was already a little much, so it was.
I know you needed to. Yeah, I need you need to pull it together. I get it. I understand.
Help me out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which was different. Which was interesting in Paris that they would want to add tobacco, and I was like, why would you do that? That you're taking something now natural and making it toxic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't understand that. So anyway, that's a side thing. So I said, no, don't do that for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Here's a funny story. One night, I don't know who had sent us money, but we needed to go to the ATM machine to get it out.
Okay.
Of course, things are in French and we don't speak any French.
Mm-hmm. Oui,
oui. So there was a group of young men, I guess, trying to help us out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got into a physical altercation with these guys.
Wait, I think I forgot this part. What? I don't remember this.
Because they said, then some other people came to get into it to find out what was going on because they saw two girls fighting and arguing with these three men.
Uh-huh.
And they were saying that the men were saying that we told them we were going to give them
some money. Yeah, no.
And we were like, the hell we are. We don't have any money, you know?
Right, right. So
they were trying to pull our purse. We were swinging and kicking.
Oh my gosh. I don't even remember you telling me, but that's crazy. So, okay, so the other people came and intervened, so they were able to get the guys away from you all?
They were, and it was funny, those guys cursing us out, they were, it was funny, yes. So the people who ended up helping us out, actually, were some French Africans.
Okay.
This guy, mm-hmm. and so he was like, come on, y'all, I know this club y'all can go to. Come. So we were like, okay. So
you
we go
the most.
With him to this club where the girls are looking at us like, who the heck are you all?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it was cool. We were trying to have fun. So, and then this guy that took us to the club, I think, was interested in my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if he had a girlfriend or something, but some girl was mad. And then another guy comes up and is like, no, you all got to get away from him. He's a big liar. He's this and that. Get away from him.
It's a lot of liars in Paris.
I know. So and we're just like, okay. So he's like, come with me, take you to my family's house, and you all can have a good meal, this and that.
Wait, so you all left, so you had an altercation at the ATM, you
we
find a new person, okay, and you go to the club, and then you felt it was okay to go to some stranger's house. Is that what you're telling me? Because, I mean, I'm just trying to recap for the people.
He took us back to our hotel.
Okay.
The new guy.
Okay.
That told us to get away from the guy that helped us with the altercation.
Mm-hmm.
So as she's taking us back to our hotel, we're telling him the story of how we even got down there.
Okay.
And that there was, by now, the front desk girl is like, get out. You got to get out of the hotel. Y'all can't just be staying up in here
right.
without paying anything. Uh-huh. And you haven't put a credit card down to hold the room, nothing. So she's like, y'all got to go.
Okay.
So we're telling him the story. And he says, okay, look, I just have a one-bedroom apartment. But if you want to, y'all can come stay. I don't want you all being put out in the street.
Well, that was mighty nice of him, serial killer, stalker, and whatever you want to call him.
And that's what he's like. He said, and you can go to my family's. You know, we have a dinner. But probably would have been later that night because it was early morning club after club hours. He's like, so I said, okay. And I told my cousin, look, I'm going. He said, I'm going to go pack my stuff. He's going to come back and pick us up tomorrow. And she said, well, I'm going to stay. I'm going to come meet up with you later because I got to figure out why the guy who brought us down there told me what he told.
Okay.
You know, why he lied.
Okay. But you two still thought that was a good idea to kind of split up, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying we've seen the movies.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This is all
craziness.
If my child did this, I would be so angry with her.
Yeah. Well, you can't even do this kind of crazy stuff. It's the sex trade and everything else going on. I just got all kind of crazy stuff going through my mind now. But you were like, okay, huh?
So he came.
Mm-hmm. The next day or the same night?
The next day.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we slept or whatever. So he came. I packed up my stuff and her stuff. And I took our luggage. Mm-hmm. I took our luggage. And he picked me up. And he took me. Actually, he took me to eat. We went to, like, the Chinatown area in Paris.
Wow. And you didn't feel any type of angst or uneasiness during this time?
No, I did not.
Were you a little medicated?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right.
And then I think we actually ended up going back. He took me to... I think we went and put the luggage down mm-hmm. at his apartment stuff. I think we ended up going back to pick her up from the hotel.
Okay.
And that would have been the last time we saw the hotel. So we did slip out, get out. And
so you slipped out. What do you mean?
I don't
you
know
slipped
who paid
out?
Or not. I mean, we left.
So she left. She nobody had to, you know, pay, drop no panties, nothing.
Not that I know of.
I'm just saying she took the luggage and by the time you guys came back she was walking out the door and was like, let's go.
Yeah,
that is bananas to me. You know, you can't do that here. Well, I mean, I guess it's called what's the heiress girl that had this show, Anna, what's her name?
Oh yeah,
you know, Raising Anna, that, you know, she was walking around in an impersonator and all that kind of stuff. So I guess you still can't kind of sort of get away with it, but that is so amazing. Okay, so you all left, and then what happened? Because you get over to these people's house, and it was just what? Go ahead.
So we go, he took us to his family's for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice family. Very nice. They were trying to give us some drink that they were saying was like an aphrodisiac type drink to get you in the mood. And I was like, none needed for me. It's not like that. No, thank you.
Okay.
You just give me, I'll take the wine, whatever you're giving the four-year-olds. That's the gift.
Shut up.
I'll take that drink.
Okay. Okay.
And they were telling me that I was too skinny, that I needed to plump up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so we went after dinner. He took us back to his flat. And then the next, and then he woke up and he took us to the airport.
Really?
Yeah. From all, I guess we had the money to change our ticket.
Yeah, because you had to change the flight. I remember that.
From the money that you all, I guess, sent us.
Yeah.
And then, you know me, I had a stash money that I didn't let her know about.
Yes, I do know that you are the one who always stashes money, ladies and gentlemen.
That I pulled out at the end to make sure we got to cover the rest of the ticket.
Okay.
To get out of there.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. So she never, so your cousin never did ever see the bellhop guy again?
She saw him. She saw him, but I wasn't there.
Okay, so you don't know what happened. I'm sure he got cursed out really bad and probably got a black eye in the midst of it.
I don't know what happened. And now there were times, you know, some of the story I left out because it's not, that, you know, we did go eat places and do
with
that
him?
Sort of thing. No.
Oh.
Not with him.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Oh, so no. This whole guy was the bellhop. He wasn't embarrassed and she never found, you know, outed him to say, hey, you big liar.
She might have. I wasn't around.
Okay. I got you.
For that.
I got you.
I didn't see any of that.
Okay. Okay. And then guys.
The other guy we met, and then there were like a couple of other guys that we met also.
Well, the only thing that I recall,
I think we probably, let me see, one, I think we probably went to maybe four different people's apartments while we were there.
Oh my gosh, that's not, like insane.
Not staying, not like sleeping over at their apartment.
I don't care. That's still insane.
But I know, as I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no telling. You could have ended up in Russia somewhere.
It was really great. Oh, and who had on, I don't know if she had one or I had, one of us had a cowboy's jacket and they were, I didn't realize how the people that liked American football loved the Cowboys over there.
Really?
That was like a big thing for us.
Okay.
But they were like, oh my God, you're from Dallas. And who would it have been back then?
Probably
Tony Dorsett or somebody, or
Dion,
I don't know, like the real
and that
old people,
whole crew. Yeah. You know, that's when the Cowboys were probably winning.
I know Dion. This was before then. I don't know, but yeah, they were loving.
They were for
know,
real America's team, and I guess the world's team.
The world's team. Yeah,
I guess the world's team. Them. Gotcha. So yeah, so that was your fun escapade in Paris, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Does your mother know this whole story? Did you ever tell her this?
No, I don't. I'm sure she doesn't know this whole story.
Okay.
She doesn't.
Okay.
No.
Oh, I just
that would worry somebody to no end.
Well, I mean, we're all grown now.
Oh, and see, and so our uncle was over there also, but we couldn't get to see him. We were trying to get over there, but they had a transportation. He was in Amsterdam. They had a transportation strike going on, so we couldn't, there were no trains and stuff going.
Right,
because
if you could have got to Amsterdam, it just would have been, it would have been okay.
We'd have just been over there.
It'd been okay.
Yeah. But we didn't have, like, money to buy a ticket to fly to Amsterdam. We needed to just hop on the train.
Okay.
But we couldn't.
Gotcha. Okay, well, you know, the one thing that we can say, and we do kind of tell our kids, you know, we did live the life. I mean, we lived, some of us lived too much, you know, I say coloring outside the lines, and your Paris excursion was just too much.
Oh my God. It was too much.
It's just too much. But I mean, these are real, actual, factual stories, everybody. And this is the kind of stuff that we actually did in college. And I say it every day. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It helped us to become mature, to grow up, to be street savvy and smart. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a lot of different things that we learned. I mean, but I did know better. My spidey senses told me, and I told you, I would not go to another foreign land unless I had everything mapped out. But, you know, hey, you live by the seat of your pants. You know, you did the doggone thing. And you lived to tell the story.
I lived it. And I, for some reason, I did not, though. I didn't have any, like, vibes of being unsafe. Now, why? I don't, but I did not have any, nothing in my body was telling me, watch out, this is dangerous.
Okay, warning, Will Rogers.
Right, and I don't know why, for some, most of the people we came across were very, very nice and very nice people. Took care. Most tried to take care of us in whatever way they were trying to take care of us.
And I would say in today's world, that's very Christian-like.
It is.
So that was good. So the Lord was covering and protecting you,
He was protecting us. I don't know that it was all Christian-y, but he was protecting us.
Okay, well,
the people that you came across.
Well, that's my point. That there was no foulness, nothing. There were no, you know, it was just good people.
And there were no selling of goods that we needed to do to receive this niceness.
That's the best part of the story.
There was none of that.
That is so good. Yes, exactly. No trading and no bartering.
No,
okay.
No trading and bartering. I mean,
so that's a plus.
Yeah. I don't know that it would have been turned down had we offered it up, but no, there was no.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good thing. And again, like we said, everybody who's listening, just, you know, don't do this. As they say, don't do this. If you see it, don't do it. Don't do it. You can't
It's not worth it.
The world is a totally different place, because I think about that all the time from college and some of the other stupid stuff that we did in high school. And it's not like that now. But with all that being said, well, you want to talk about some other escapades that we had while we were down there, like our second line adventure when we first moved to, well, let me say when I first got to New Orleans, and I was hanging out with the bestie and another friend of mine, and since you've already told on yourself, what were you guys looking for?
More cannabis.
So, everybody, so what happened? This is another little crazy story. We got there, and I didn't know anything about New Orleans, really, as far as the culture and what a second line really means and all that good stuff. So we just get in the car, and these two are going to look for, you know, some cannabis or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And so we get to this area because they were on a run because somebody told them to go uptown and go ask for such and such and, you know, you'll get what you need. Well, all that to be said, they said, we'll be right back. So I said, okay. So we parked. They parked the car. I'm sitting in the back seat. And I'm thinking they're going to, you know, you guys are going to be gone, what, 5-10 minutes? I think their 5 or 10 minutes turned into 2 hours.
Right, because, of course, you fell asleep. You were in their sleep.
Okay, well, if you would have returned back sooner, I wouldn't have been asleep. So you left me there. So what else am I supposed to do? Okay, I had the keys to the car. I mean, what are you supposed to do? So anyway, all that to be said, I woke up. And when I woke up, I'm hearing this bam, 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 and tambourines and trombones. And it's sounding like, you know, the band is coming in town. This is my first time witnessing the second line, everybody. And I'm seeing, you know, this whole big old parade coming down the street, passing the car. And who do I see walking past me? These two. Twiddling around with the umbrella in the hand, carrying on with the handkerchiefs and just twiddling around and dancing and carrying on. And I'm sitting in the back seat of the car like, what the hell? And I'm like, what? And then I see the hearse. And I mean, the casket. They're carrying the casket. And I'm sitting there like, this is what they do? So then they finished the dance and then they came and got back in the car. I said, okay, did you two know that you all were in a parade with a dead person's body behind you? Do you remember that?
I remember that. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know it was a funeral. It was a second line funeral. We did not realize that. We just
thought, well, let's pay. Yeah, let's get in and dance and party and do like the locals. So, yes. That was my introduction to my first second line funeral. But yeah, 2 hours later, this one, these two just off on the escapade and I'm just in the backseat sleep, which I did a lot of sleeping, but I did a lot of other stuff too. But anyway, and then I actually, you know what? I thought about this the other day and I was talking about, because I've talked about this on the podcast before, my fear of rodents. I can't do the mice. There was a friend. Now, I think you were still back in Dallas, weren't you? Because I was still there. No, we weren't. We both. Okay,
we went to New Orleans to visit.
Yes, we went back to go visit. So I had a good friend who used to be my hairdresser. And so she was like, oh, if you're coming back in town, you know, you two can stay with us. And I said, okay. This is the same hairdresser, my friend, whose husband had to come and get me out of my apartment. I jumped on his back and I ran out of the apartment screaming about the mouse in the fireplace. So these are the same people. So everybody knows about my fear about mice. Okay. So me and the bestie decide we're going to go back to New Orleans, go hang out. We're going to stay with my girlfriend, the hairdresser. And we get there. She had a 2-bedroom. Yeah, because we had our own room, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we're just hanging out, and you're the one who discovered the mouse, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what
I
happened?
I don't like them either.
So weren't you in the room, and was I somewhere else?
Yes, and I think I saw something go running by.
And then what happened?
I don't think I screamed because I don't think I wanted to
bring any attention. Yeah, because then you called me into the room.
I came to find you.
Okay. Because what I remember of the story is that all I kept thinking about was my suitcase was on the floor.
Yes, and we got the zipping up bag.
Yes. So then we were, okay, so you said you saw it.
I can't stay here.
Okay, and everybody knows I can't stay there either. So weren't we in the room and I was trying to do, because we had just gotten there. And the first thing you see is a mouse running across the floor. I mean, it's like, no go.
Or no, or was it in the potato chips or something? It
potato
was something
chips,
crazy.
What?
No, I think there was an open bag of potato chips and it came running out of it or something. Yeah.
It oh, was my God.
Really? Yeah. I was like,
Oh. Okay.
Yes,
so
that's when it came running out. I was in the kitchen.
Okay, you were in the kitchen.
And it came
out
of an open bag of potato chips.
Okay, yeah.
Probably because I was going to go over there and grab some and eat some. And I was like, oh, no.
Okay, so yeah. So, and I know we were in the room trying to figure out how did you just get to this person's house? But you have to say, okay, but we have to go. What did we say as an excuse? Do you remember?
Oh, because my cousin was still there.
I know that, but I don't know
I
how
think
do we.
I said something about she really wants us to come over here, and I think we needed to. She had to work, and we needed to watch the kid.
Okay, well, whatever.
We got out of it.
Okay, well, whatever the excuse was. So we got there same day. We didn't even get a chance to spend the night. She saw the mouse. I'm like, let's zip up the bags and let's roll. So then we called the cousin, which is also the same old roommate that I had in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So we get to her house. And, you know, I don't know if people have ever been there before, but you can have million-dollar mansions the way that the landscape used to be, a beautiful mansion right here. Then you got like a slummy, old, dilapidated piece of property. And you got then a townhouse mixed in. And then, you know, it's just all kinds of different variations of, you know,
it's very diverse.
Yes, very diverse. So she lived in a real cute, wasn't it a townhouse?
Mm-hmm.
It was a cute little townhouse.
Two-story. Two levels or three?
It was two levels. So we went over there to stay. So we, you know, we're visiting, trying to hang out. We went over to stay. So I think we were tossed in one of the kids' rooms. Yeah, I think so. And so,
and she has, and she had a dog. A great dog.
Yes.
Awesome dog. It was a lab. Yellow lab. She's important to the story.
Yes, she's very important to the story. Thank you for reminding me of that. And so, as we were talking about me always being sleepy, I needed to go take a nap. So while I'm trying to go rest my nerves, because I'm already stressed out probably from the first rodent incident, I go upstairs and I get in one of the kids' beds. Now, you still, what's important to the story also is, what were you doing downstairs while I was upstairs getting ready to take a nap? What were you all downstairs doing?
Not you all, probably just me. I was indulging in my favorite pastime. I was indulging in my favorite pastime to calm my nerves.
Okay. Okay.
From the rodent that I actually saw running.
Okay. Okay.
Scurrying.
So you want to tell your part, and I'll tell my part about what happened upstairs, and you tell your part about what happened in the kitchen.
So I'm downstairs, and yeah, I just finished smoking. So, you know, classic case of the munchies. Let's go in the kitchen. Give me something to eat. Probably getting ready to make some ramen noodles or something. I get a pot with some water. You know, I go to the stove. I see some little eyes looking at me from one of the eyes on the stove, the burners, and the fucking mouse. Or a rat. And I am like, did this thing come with me? Am I tripping? What is going
And you're
on?
High, so you're probably
and
like...
I'm tripping, like, and it's just, of course I dropped the pot in the water, because, oh my gosh.
So you said it was inside the eye of the
it
stove.
It was inside of the, like, the burner, like...
Now that's the first time I've ever heard that.
If I would have turned on the thing, it would have been smelly, because it would have been burning up.
That's
right
crazy.
There.
That is so crazy. But people need to know that also in New Orleans, it was a mess. It was rodents everywhere. They were running across the lines, the, what is it, the power lines. We have neutral rats up there.
Yeah,
it was just, it you know, it's New Orleans. It's like New York, dirty and nasty. I mean, it's just what it is. So, you know, there it is. So you're high, and then you see this.
But this was an infestation. I don't know what was happening at this time of year.
It must have been bad, because, yeah, how do you go to two different locations?
This was after a hurricane. This time it was after a hurricane or something, but it was too much.
Gotcha. And two locations and in the same day, that's a bit much.
Yeah.
That's a bit much. So after you saw the mouse in the kitchen, you said you dropped your ramen, and what happened?
I'm like, hello, what is happening? Making a racket, but I didn't have to make too much of a racket, because what was happening upstairs.
Okay, so on to mine. So you went back to sit down in a chair. So
I went back to sit down in a chair and spark up.
Okay, so the
to
way
calm my nerves.
This house is set up, she had a spiral staircase. So this is very important in the story. Put a pin in that. Had a spiral staircase. So I'm upstairs, sleep, in the kid's bed. There is a pink, I'll never forget, a pink hamper at the foot or the head of the bed. And the dog is in the room with me, chilling. This is the same dog that we had when we lived together. So it's me and the dog back together again, I guess, because this dog used to sleep in my bed when we used to live together all the time as well. But anyway. So,
and this is the one who doesn't like animals, but this dog was very special.
Yes. I don't think I've told people. I don't hate, well, we talked about the cat, okay. But I mean, everybody had, you know, animals.
You're not an animal person.
I'm just not an animal
like
person. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I've got my head next to the hamper. The hamper is right there at the foot of the bed. My head is there. The dog is lying on the floor. I'm out. So I'm asleep and I hear this ruckus. And I'm like, I woke up out of my sleep, and I'm like, what is this? So I close my eyes, and I'm like, okay. And I hear this boom, ba-da-da-boom, ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom. I'm like, so I'm looking down at the dog, and I'm like, okay, the dog is snoring and not doing anything. So I'm like, well, what is happening here? So I close my eyes again, and I'm like, boom, ba-da-da-boom, ba-da-boom. And I'm like, okay, I know I'm not tripping. what is this boom, da da boom, da boom? So I sit up. And as I sit up, I'm in the dark now, but it's this pink hamper in the room. And I think the door was open or cracked or something. So there's some light illuminating in the room. I see the hamper moving. So I'm like, I know I'm tripping. And I hadn't even smoked or done anything. So wait a minute. I just must be delirious. So I sat there and pondered for a minute. And then I realized the hamper is actually for real moving. The dog is not moving. This whole hamper is shaking back and forth. And all I could think of in my mind was, this a rat? I don't know what it is. It's a rat. It's a mouse. I don't know. I jumped up. I ran down the hallway, and I'm so fearful and so scared, I can't even scream as I'm running down the hallway. And I'm trying to get downstairs to yell and say, help. And what happened? I fell down the flight of stairs. A spiral staircase. I'm like rolling, like it's like slow motion. It is like crazy. And all I can see is everybody sitting in the living room. And I remember you sitting in the chair, and y'all are just sitting there looking at me like, what is going on? But I know you were, you know, glazed over there. So you couldn't give me the reaction that I needed. And all I could say was, there's something in the hamper. And then your crazy cousin was, because I guess somehow the dog was still upstairs and didn't do anything. And she comes upstairs and tells the dog, look in the hamper. And they're in there wrestling around with this rat in this hamper, the dog and the rat with the hamper. And it was a rat. It was a real rat in the hamper.
It was a rat. Yeah, not a little a mouse.
Not a mouse, but a whole rat. So then you told me what happened in the kitchen, and then I was like, you know what? We're going to a hotel. I am done with this BS today. I'm done. So in 2 days, not even 2 days, it's one day, the same day, yeah, I had two encounters with a mouse and a rat. So that should have told me something. I probably need to stay my butt out of New Orleans, really, to be honest with you. I mean, I just should have, but that's just, you know, that's just the kind of crazy life that I lived, and that's just one of the little escapades that I had. We had the second line craziness. We had the mice, and then I think that same day, wasn't it the same day when we get ready to go? When we were getting ready to go, and I saw the Nutri-Rat or something running across the line. It was something big, like a beaver running across the line.
It was a big rat.
Big old rat just running across the utility line. And then you have random people, you know, of course, the culture. And random people will say stuff to you and, you know, whatever. And then you just had other people. And what was I doing? I was putting my mascara on in the car. You remember that?
Yes. Like we said, the neighborhoods were a nice, colorful mix of folks. So there was the crackhead Sally that lived across the way.
Yeah. I don't think she had any teeth in her mouth either.
No. And probably a crooked wig or something on her head.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
You were in the car putting mascara on, like, you know, putting your makeup on. And who pops up like
from up under the car.
Ninja.
Like a ninja. Like up under the car. I'm on the driver's side.
Quiet.
And she just pops up. And I'm like this. And what did she tell you? What did she say?
She said, what you making them ugly faces for putting on that stuff? You're like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, what my
God. What you making all these ugly faces for?
And I'm trying to explain to her, like, I'm putting on makeup, so you got to stretch your eyes and look crazy. But get away from my window, crazy. Here.
What you got? What you got for me?
Nothing. A hard time. You better get out the way before I run you over.
Yes, she was boob, breast hanging out.
Yes. It was always the one thing I also tell people, when you woke up that morning, it was always an adventure down there.
You just never knew what
kind of entertainment you would get into, what kind of escapades, just what rabbit hole you could fall down, because there was a lot of rabbit holes you could fall down into. Mm-hmm. So it was just always a very colorful day. A Day in the Life of New Orleans. And we got to live a lot of days. And yep. we had a lot of good times, is all I can say. And like I said again, like I started off, I will never trade those experiences for the world. It was a good time, and I just don't think that it's a different time in the world now. Our kids will never experience the type of fun that we actually had because we genuinely just had a lot of good fun. Now it's hard to actually have fun because it's the you know the world is just so crazy. So
it's just different. Yeah,
it's totally different. So there's that. Well, I'm glad you were able to come on and tell us about your wonderful Paris trip. So now you've got to tell your husband maybe for your anniversary you got to do a do-over.
Oh, to Paris?
Yeah, tell him that you need to go see experience Paris on you know the right way.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. No, not really.
Maybe.
Okay.
I watch Emily in Paris. I get it.
Okay. And on that note, I'm going to let you go. So thank you, Bestie, for coming on. Everybody, this is MJ. And I hope you enjoyed. Oh, yeah, I'm glad you. Hey, you know, anytime you want to come back on and want to talk about some other crazy stuff, then, you know, you're more than welcome. Just letting you know. So, you know, if you can actually remember and go back into your memory bank and, you know, find some of those brain cells and, you know, put them to use again and remember, you know. So I'm just saying. But I love you. But thank you so much. And hey, everybody, you can reach me on Instagram at Put a Pin in That 72. And if you have some crazy escapade stories and wild stuff you want to talk about, send me, drop me a line, let me know, hit me up in my DMs, and I'll talk to you. I'm MJ, and I'm out.